We were here the whole time.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, that's weird. The world all weird.
You weren't here, so everybody else was here. How was the your 2 weeks away in the trailer? You used the restroom already? I called Shirley when I saw him backing into his driveway. I said, Shirley, do me a favor, sit, go to the restroom, you know, let everything, like a mensch, you know, and then we'll talk.
Until you do that, you
know. I'm not going to talk to you now, you know. Okay, let's go. We got to start. Shirley, welcome. Don't look so happy today. I don't know what happened. Okay. Do that to you.
He's not gonna smile.
Are you talking to me?
Remember Mendel said he's supposed to be happy.
Was that
Mendel?
Never,
Purim.
Never said that. Never. The word happy never came out of his mouth.
You know Remember Mendel?
I read enough of that.
No mouth.
Who?
The beard is old.
That's Moshe, man.
Moshe not here. He went away. Went glamping. All right. Today's show is sponsored.
It's only 6 o'clock. You have 6 minutes, please.
We got to start on time. We got to finish 6:35. Folzam Zebman, Rachel, Omik Zebman, and Esther, Brindel, Miriam, Azrael, Sara, Gan Kabur's mother, who's not well. Yitzchak Mishlam is Yaakov and Frumet. Simon Shana Minnesota, Bash Bela, Zoshkiyam, Ashmun, Rachel Leo. She got his kidney. Avram Megillo, still fighting in Gaza. I don't know what he's fighting for, but. Sara Sasha, Bas Masha. Slocha, Eslibus Chayafa, and David Bemir in peril, and Biam Yudah Ben Sara Yechet. I don't think that's the name, but I say it every day wrong anyway. Hashem knows.
You hope.
What happened though?
Where we left off.
Charlie, you got a lot to catch up. Zakti Gemara, we're up to Ayin Aleph, Amud Aleph, by the Mishnah. Lois a bor, velois a gat, velois a shovich. This is talking about when you buy a field. So these things are not included. They're not included because these are not tashmishim of the field. Bein charevin, bein yeshuvin, whether they're used or not used. And the chiddush is if it's not used, maybe it's part of the field. It's already integrated. It's like
it
a.
Used.
No, if it is used, it's not part of the field.
Abandoned. When you say not used, you don't mean brand new.
No, I mean abandoned. So if it's abandoned, then it's like the cock of the field. But we say no. Filachi has its own. It's no shaykhis. Tzarech likhlai derech. Divrei Rabbi Akiva. You don't have to. You don't have to take a route. If you say chutz, you don't have to take a path because you're obviously leaving yourself a way to get to your tree. Machron la'achar, if you sell it to someone else, it means that you sell those things to someone else, but you keep the field. Machron la'achar, Rabbi Akiva Aimer, ein tzarech likloy derech. You don't have to take a path for yourself. And chamayim tzarech likloy derech, you do have to. Why? Even though according to Rabbi Akiva it's meicher ma'an yafa meicher, but you're leaving yourself a way to get. You have to leave yourself a way to get to your.
Give the guy away.
You have to. One second.
Here's meicher on acher. You're selling these to somebody else.
Right. So meila. So it's meicher ma'an yafa meicher.
Right.
That's Rabbi Akiva shita. Rechamam mitzorach lekol derech. No, you're selling it because you have to sell it, and you're up against the wall. But you're not really selling him. Like a mensch. Medvar mu meicher. This whole machlok is my meicher. If ein yafo, ein ra, al menoisim atono, noisim es kulo. When you gift it, you're giving a gift with everything, because giving a gift, everybody agrees that it's ba'ayin yafa. You don't have to give a gift to a guy. So if you are giving a gift, you're not giving it begrudgingly. As opposed to selling is begrudgingly. And that's where machlokes comes in.
Not forced.
Now, what about the stuff that's, Rashbam says, anything that's like money, if there's money in the field or a tefuah that's torn off, that has no shaykh, doesn't need the kark at all, everybody agrees that's not included.
We already had that.
That Mishnah, it's Mishnah of Shitu, who the Ein HaMechal saw the Klal. Hahi vade lekon lo makabo matano. That's zichanat. It's not part of the field. If I'm gifting you the field, it's anything that necessitates the field. I don't know if that's the right word, but you know what I mean. No, equipment, pashas not. It's the field. It doesn't need the field.
You said
in
another mission,
you saw it first. Yeah. Cool. He's speaking, Rashbam just speaks it out of it. So if they split, they are zochah in everything. And over here the Rashbam says, the brothers, means each one is zochah whatever the other one is zochah. They're splitting. Each one, they're trying to split a good split. And regarding a derech, they say we want a split like our father split. The same way our father had a road to get to the trees, we also want a road. So maybe that's they do get a derech. Who? I understand. But when we split, we want to split that we should have ishtamshus like our father. We're not splitting to have to go buy a derech afterwards. So Mela, when we're splitting, we're both understanding that we're leaving over a derech for each one of us to get in. Even though we're splitting, we're leaving over a derech.
Where does it say that?
Good question. You know? If I'm going to have to show you everything black and white, you know, it's going to be hard.
No, the Rashbam says, the Rashbam explains that we're talking about a full field versus a full field.
He says, "Miu liyos le derech l'pnim malachitz an iklamem de isle kerav kepreshn tam leel." The Amalei other besodas sheli keichel dor ba'avasoy k'chsev tachas v'zech yu banecha.
Where
is he switching? That's in Zacha Bekula. So Mela, I want to live the same way my father lived. So that's pashat. I think there's an earthquake. Clean up an aisle 9. Zakti Gemara, Masha Sada, Hitch is Kula. Rishim Naimir, Hamakdish is a Sada. 1 second. I wanted to say something else. I forgot what I wanted to say. Okay. Hamakdish is a Sada.
I think you should go when you're finished, Dominic. You heard me.
Hamakdish HaSada.
When you think davening should be finished, that's when you should go.
That's a very smart thing, Shirley said. Hamakdish HaSada. Shefer makes noise, but oh, he's saying he blows this kid. You know what he'll hear? Is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah.
You're really insulting him. Can you take that seriously, man?
I'm not sure where you're at with this.
I don't know. Anyway, your blazing is about the K. You want?
Nope.
Why not?
It's a beautiful path.
It's actually not a bad davening.
You see, he's thinking about it. We'll pay. Every blow gets $1. Shimon Aimer, he's up. We woke him up, you know what I mean? Shimon Aimer, Hamakdish HaSada, Lohikdish Ela Sacharov, Amurkiv, Esadan HaSikamo. So if Shimon says, you need to grow a beard. If Shimon says that if you Makdish HaSada, what this means is, it doesn't mean lo hiktish. It's a shtickle, funny way of saying the Mishnah. It means that it's for sure sadana sikamo and sadana chorav amurkav and sadana sikamo. It means the rest of the trees are zikr included in the field, because that's a normal, when you sell a field, those are included. even these trees will be included. The Gemara is going to explain on the base on what's going on over here. So Gemara says, Maishno Mecher u Maishno Matana. Now, what the Gemara is asking is, what's the difference between Mecher and Matana? We say Matana, everybody agrees. So Rashbam says, even though Noisin Matana is Ba'ayin Yafa, but maybe the guy doesn't want to give everything. Like you're saying, it's Pasha. Guy's giving, he's giving with the whole heart. Who says? Rashbam says, maybe when I give you a gift, I say, yeah, I'm gifting you the field and seven trees.
That's it.
I'm not giving you the whole field, everything that's included in the field, that's negated to the karka of the field. Why do you say that? Why is it Pasha like that? So Gemara says, "Ma'ishem echam ma'ishem matana." Pirsh Yehuda ben Nekusa lefnei Rabbi zeh pirsh vezeh loy pirsh. So Gemara says, "No, hi zeh pirsh vezeh loy pirsh, zeh loy pirsh vezeh loy pirsh." Elo, he says, "No, that's not pshat. Elo zeh hoyel lefarsh vezeh loy hoyel lefarsh." That's the difference. What's the difference? So the Rashbam has two pshatim. First pshat, he says, pashut. The second pshat is also an interesting pshat. He says that when it comes to giving a gift, since the normal thing is when you give a gift, you give Ayin Yafa.
The default.
So, yeah. What?
The default. When you give him a ton of the default is to do Ayin Yafa.
Right. So since the normal thing is to give Ayin Yafa, so then you should speak out that I'm not doing it like a regular guy. So he says, but when it comes to Meicher, the default, I'm not sure how else you use that word, but the Meicher, the normal thing is that the only reason why he's selling it is because you're up against the clock, you're up against the wall. You need to sell your property because you need money. So you're only selling it because you need $100,000. So you're not selling them everything. Begrudgingly, you're selling the whole thing. So mainly, if you want to sell everything, you have to speak it out. That's the difference. And that's the machlokes over here. So Rabbi Kiva says, even by Meicher Ma'an Yafa. But Rabbi Bonin says, no. No, I'm not selling. No, I'm not. No, I'm only selling because I need the money. But I'm not selling you everything. When it comes to Matana, the normal thing is to give a gift. You don't want to sell. You want to come and say, no, I didn't mean everything? Okay, you got to speak it out. That's one shot. The Rechonano says a very interesting shot. He says that the guy who's buying it, it's on the guy who's buying it. What happens is, if I go to Shuli sells me his field for $1 million. Now I'm paying money for this. If I'm paying money for this, then of course I'm going to a lawyer and I'm going to write everything that I want, including this property. I'm paying good money for this property. So when I go to the lawyer, I say, I want this, I want that, I want that. Shuli doesn't have to speak out on anything. Because I'm going to speak it out. He doesn't have to open his mouth.
Make sure you get your money's worth.
I'm going to make sure I get my money's worth. I have a lawyer. So Mela, he doesn't have to speak it out. And if I didn't speak it out, then it's my loss.
Are we talking about
surely gain. But when it comes to Matana...
Aren't we talking about when the contract's not clear?
No. The contract's very clear. He wrote everything, but he didn't write the bar, but he didn't write the trees, he didn't write this. So if he didn't write it, then you lost out.
It's not clear.
It's not like that by Matana. Matana is different. We'll see in a minute. Matana, since Shuli's gifting it to me, I'm still embarrassed to ask him, like, is the grill included in the gift? Are you joking me? I just gifted you $1 million. You're really asking about the grill? You put your own grill in. So I'm still embarrassed to ask about the grill. So Mela Shuli has to speak it out. It's on him. That's what he says. It's like a fakir tip shot. Since I'm embarrassed, I'm not going to ask. So maybe we say everything's included. Oh, you don't want to gift everything? You want to leave some stuff for yourself? Then you better say it. Because this guy, it's not on him.
Since he's embarrassed, you're going to assume that it is?
Since he's embarrassed, I'm not going to ask anything.
We put it on the other guy.
We put it on the other guy. Put it on Shuli. He's the gifter.
It's not...
I'm not going to ask anything. So if I'm not going to ask anything, then he has to speak it out. You're gifting. So what are you gifting me? If you're not going to explain, then obviously mean everything in the field. Otherwise, say something. See something, say something. You ever heard that? That was in 2011, by 9/11.
They came out with that.
It was a little too late. 3,000 people died, but they have to. Okay, now the Gemara is going to bring a thing about Ein Yafa. Good eye. Who the Amulahu, Havala the Planya, based on the Machzik Mea Gulpi. I don't know what this is, whatever it is, some kind of measurement. Give a house that holds 100 barrels, right? 100 barrels. Ishtakadam Machzik Mea Vesem, it happens to be held 120. Amamazudra Mea Amale Mea Vesem Lea Amale. Finished. You don't get it. Ravash Amar, no. Milo Tanam Mendra Amur Mechra, my nice Matana, nice and Kula. I'm Mandio Matana, be Ein Yafa. We're just trying to prove this point. When it comes to Matano, it's Ein Yafa. So even though you don't find exactly what he said 100. Yeah, he meant 120. It doesn't matter. It's Ein Yafa, Micha. So maybe he would get the house. A big difference. Hamakdish is Asode Hikdish es Kula. So Amar Avuna. So now, very important to get this thing because the Gemara on the Bay is going to handle it. Amar Avuna, I've got the Amar Rabbanon. Even the Rabbanon says, means if I buy two trees in Shuli's property, I'm not koine the karka. And the guy could throw me out. I'm not koine between it. Three trees, I'm koine everything. But two trees, I'm not koine. I'm only buying it for the peiros. I see a beautiful two fruit trees, two apple trees in a guy's backyard. I go over to them and say, listen, I want to pay you $100 for the fruit trees. After they stop giving fruit, out the door. They die, the tree dies, out the door. Goodbye. You don't own any karka. That's Rabbanan Shita. So I've got Amar Rabbanan Kone Shnei Lov Tuk Shechavari is a loy kone karka. But Machar karka, if you sell your property, Vishay Shnei Lonas Lefonov, so it means I sell my entire property to the chapel and I leave over two trees for myself, two nice, beautiful peach trees. Yesh loy karka. Then you do have karka. V'afil Rabbi Akiva D'Amar Marcham Ayin Yavam Marcham. Even according to Rabbi Akiva Shita, this is Rav Huna's Chiddush, even according to Rabbi Akiva Shita, that when a guy sells, he sells by Ein Yafa. So Pasha, I sold every single part of the property to the guy. I sold chapel property. So I left over two trees. Yeah, the two trees itself, that's it. Hanamili Gabi Borvedus. The Loka Machshi Ba'ara. When you say this halach of Ein Yafa, is when it comes to the Borvedus, that those are not being Machsha Aris. I'm not leaving myself over a derech to get there. When it comes to trees that are Machsha Aro, so it means that they ruin the property. They take away from the yonik. Yeah. If what I meant to do is not to leave over anything for myself, like a bar of a dos, no path, lemele akri lonach shkav vazil. The guy could throw me out today. What do I have over here? I have nothing. So it has to be, Rabbi Huna is saying, according to everybody, that when I sell the property and I leave myself over two trees, I'm leaving myself over the rights to replant these trees. The karka under it and the rights to keep on replanting. He says, the Rishbam says, Abla Ilona is the Baram Rishbam. Ilona Shem Akalkan is a karka. Shaim and Akarka Imar Ilonis Af Lachsid Litim and Koyim Yizkenu Elamish and Loi Lame Lelekech Okur Ilonis Yomus Vipatam Akan. Means otherwise the guy could throw you out.
So why can't you throw out the guy when you sell a whole field except for two?
Mecha Ma'an Yafa Mecha.
You sell him two trees, I mean.
What?
First case.
Oh, if I'm just selling two trees, you don't get Karka. Because that's the Lacha. You could. According to Rabbani, you could. Kontra bani, throw him out. It's only for, that's what Rashbam says. Only leperoisav kozman shiiskay milan. But the chiddush is that's only when you sell the tree, when a guy buys two trees. But when I own the whole field and I sell the whole field to someone except for two trees, I'm obviously selling my. I'm obviously leaving it over so that I could keep on using it. I'm not leaving it over for one day. Otherwise, guys, take it out today. Take your trees and go. Go somewhere. And the Rishbam says, very interesting Kiddush. He says, there's a non-Sahadi. I don't know where he, this is what he says. I guess a normal thing. That when you leave the trees over for yourself, that should be there forever. But when you buy trees, you're only buying it for the investment of the fruits. So he said, that's the afkamina over here. When I buy two trees in your property, I'm not buying it for here to be forever. It's an investment. I see two beautiful trees. I figure, okay, you know what? These trees are going to produce 100 pounds of apples. I make a cheshbon. Okay, you want $100 a tree? Perfect. I can make $500 a tree season. No problem. That's the, I guess, the normal way of a guy thinking. But on your own property, he says, I'm zichib. It's a non-sahadi that when I'm not selling those two trees, I'm doing it because I want to keep on having this business of trees. I'm leaving it over so I can keep on having trees here. I'm not leaving it over for an investment for a season. So he says. He says, top Rajbam, Vanasad Ladas Kane Ikivis Alonis Latmi Shiukan Loilam, Af Lakhsu Dakhem Kamen, Kedakshal Koyach Zebi Ilonis Alolu Adakshav, because he, till now that's what he had. Avalakach Ilonis in Loimil Tserk Kalyam Lakhu, Vilitachem Kamen, the Ovid Inish, the Zoman Isle Yomim Vilaparis Kamen. It's a normal thing. People buy trees. But if I own the property, I'm not selling, I'm not leaving over the trees for myself as a regular guy who's buying an investment and sees two trees in a property. No.
Chris got
it. Yeah. I own the property. I'm selling the property because I'm short money.
How did you own it?
I have an inheritance. I have an inheritance. And now I'm stuck. I'm up against the wall. I'm selling it because I need money. But the normal thing is when a guy has a property and he's selling the property and leaves himself with two trees, he's not doing it as an investment. He's doing it to keep the trees there. He wants to keep the trees there. But when a guy walks by on Laguna Lane and sees two trees for sale, it's an investment. That's what Rambam says. So that's an interesting thing, yeah. He says, Leshaya Leilema, Akul Akul Shkabazil? Tanan. So Zakti Gemara. Reb Shimon Omer, Hamakdish Sasado, Lahikdish Elachorav Hamurkiv. Vesadan hasikamor. So Rishbam speaks out clearly. Elachar v'amurkav. The rest of the trees for sure is kadosh, like a regular sale. Mechlal soda. K'mayish mechur mistam mechlal soda. But there's a special chiddush by sadan, by chorav v'amurkav. Vesadan hasikamor. That's included in that is hektish. Amar Rav Shimon matam. Matani lo Amar Rav Shimon matam. Since the yoinim stay hektish, what does that mean? That if you hold that you sold the karka to hektish, so these trees are by default muktish because they're being yoinik from their own karka. So they're being yoinik from their own karka, then of course they belong to hektish. So even though normally when you buy a field, those trees are not included, by hektish, out default, they're included. That's what Gemara is saying. Because they're being yoinik from hektish's land. Hektish owns the land now. Shem Shita is a chiddush that, even though normally by mechira, hektish and mechira are identical, more or less.
Similar.
Same thing, yeah, similar. So whatever's by mechira is by hektish. That's what we're understanding. So just like by mechira, the halacha is that you don't sell chorav amurkim sadan sigma because they have a cheshivas. So when I sell my field, I'm not selling those trees.
El just means even.
Right, El over here means even. Doesn't mean
everything
hektish. Means normally when I sell a field, normally it's only the trees that are not chorav amurkim sadan sigma, because those are chashva. I'm not going to sell them. By hektish, by default, they're automatically hektish because they're being yearning from hektish because hektish owns the property. And that the Gemara is going to say, I don't understand. According to what we just finished saying, it doesn't work. You're saying the reason why it's hektish is because when you sell a field, it belongs to hektish. The ground belongs to hektish and being yearning from hektish. But we just finished saying not like that. So We just finished saying that if you sell a field and you leave yourself over two trees, which is sadhana's, let's say you leave over these two trees, they're chashuv, or any trees. No, 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 no. It's even. It's even.
It's not only.
It's not only. Not only. Look at the Rambam on top. Okay. Avos Shari learns Mamela Kedoshim and Mechlal Soda. Kamashim Mechur Mestam Mechlal Soda. Afuke Mechir, that's what it means. When it says Elo, it means Afuke Mechir. And by Mechir, everything is sold except for the Sadana Sikmo and Chorob because it's a Choshev. When it comes to Hektish, it's even that is sold. No, that's not. Bargat is whatever that whatever mechira is. Mechira, whatever mechira is. Mechira is. No. What the same as mechira? Same as mechira. So Gemara says, I don't understand. According to what we just finished saying, that when you sell a property and you leave over and you leave two trees, the kark is not hektish. Then it's not your nikum hektish. So your whole way of thinking is off. Then it should not be hektish, these trees. So the Gemara says, "Vizal that shiur shairi so kiki yanki then I shake yanki." So Gemara says, "No, Reb Shimon, damak Reb Akiva. Reb Shimon's sheet is that meicher b'ayin yafa meicher. So if you meicher b'ayin yafa, if I'm selling hektish, if I'm selling or being makdish the field, I'm giving everything. If I'm giving everything, then it belongs to hektish. It belongs to hektish. Or makdish is being yearning from there. So being yearning from there, even though it's a davar choshev and my mechira doesn't go over." But by hektish, since it's being yonik, it's automatically hektish. You have no choice. You're stuck. Rav Shimon Damak Rav Akiva. Rav Huna. Now, what about Rav Huna? Rav Huna is on Aleph. That was what we just finished saying before. He said that Kohen Shalem Tosh Kavira is like Kona Kaka. Mocha Kaka Shai Shnei Elin Zafon Yeshle Kaka. So who's that going like? The Amak Rabbana. That Moicha Ba'ain Ra Moicha. So therefore, you don't sell the property. So Gemara says, I don't understand. There's no chiddush. You're going to go into Rabbanon. So Pshita. That's Rabbanon Shita. Rabbanon Shita is Meich Ba'ayin. You tell me the chiddush of Huna is going according to Rabbanon? There's no chiddush. That's of course the chiddush is even according to Rekiva. The way we learn the Gemara is that even according to Rekiva is Meich Ba'ayin Yafa Meicher, but you leave over. That was the whole thing that we said. That you leave it over because a guy's not just leaving over his trees for an investment. He's leaving it over to stay there forever. But if you tell me you're going to Rabbanon, so he owns Ayin Ra Meicher, so of course you're not selling it. He owns a guy selling it only because he's up against the clock. Oh, only up against the wall. He needs money. So he's selling the bare minimum. So of course he's not selling it. So no chiddush. Gemara says there is a chiddush. What's the chiddush? Nafkamina, the nafli, hadar shasaluhu, that you can replant it. So the chiddush is that even according to Rabbanon, who holds that moicher b'ayin ra moicher, but maybe you can't replant. Maybe you can't replant. Yeah, moicher b'ayin yafa moicher, or ra moicher, so I'm leaving over these trees, and as long as it's here, it's here. But maybe once it's not, I can't replant. You think, call you make kiyum me'ilon, as Rishbam says. But once it gets old, it's like barvados. If the barvados falls down and you can't fix it, you don't have a derech. That's Rabban Shita. So me'il, the chiddush is that no, that when I leave, when I'm moicher ba'ayin ra moicher, according to Rabbanon, using the same logic that we said before, and I'm leaving over these two trees myself, I'm ba'ayin ra moicher to the point that I'm leaving over with the property in it, that I could replant, and I'm keeping this. I want to keep these two trees to be my business. This is my business. I'm keeping it, and that's it. As opposed to when you sell everything to a guy. When a guy buys two trees, so over there, moicher b'ayin ra moicher, according to Rabbanon, and it's specific for the trees, and that's it. It's only for that investment of whatever the tree could produce. But when you sell your property and not the trees, the chiddush that Rav Huna says in Rabbanon is that you can reuse, you can replant even if it dies. That's the chiddush. Not in Rabbi Akiva, in Rabbanon. That is a sugi over here. I saw an interesting thing that he brings down, that there was a guy who came from Europe. And he had no money. So there was a guy in Yerushalayim who told him, he started selling hats. I told him you could use the entrance to my house, no store, use the entrance to my house to sell the hats. Lamaisa, the guy became very big. The store took off like nuts. This guy became wealthy. And then he told him, listen, go get yourself a store. He said, what are you talking about? Why? Noisim Atana is Ba'ayin Yafo Noisim. So you allow me to stay here. I have no reason to go rent a store. I'm here for 20 years. I don't know what you want from me. So they went back and forth. He brings down that there was a kibbutz in I don't know where this is. Kibbutz Yehudi Shoyim Mrs. Makmishlo Hoy Kaim Sham Koydam Tzibur Yehudi by after the war. And they built the guy who allowed them together, he gave them a parcel of land, and they built a mikveh and a cheder and all kinds of stuff. And then they wanted to keep on using it, even after they were all set up and they had everything they needed. So they came, they said, Lamaisa, you know, I'll let you, get out of here. I gave it to you temporarily. He says, what do you mean? Makal Matan is Mizbah. It's just Pshatan. We said this whole thing, these two, they bring on two Pshatan and Mizbah. So you have to speak out. Lamaisa brings down that it's believable, I believe, Kol Adam. It's Pasha, it's Umdana. You know, you gave it to a guy to help the guy, and you can't use this Ba'ayin Yafa Nisen in a place where a guy's not really gifting. He's giving you opportunity to get yourself on your feet. And he goes through the whole, he brings a Myra Rappaport and a Chuvah Sarajba and I don't know, a bunch of different stuff that handle this whole thing. He brings a Ramad that if you're Makabal to Lozach Haveri Stam, that mean that you're mukhiv to support the guy forever? If I say I'll take care of you, I'll feed you. That's it, you're done forever? You have to give the guy forever food? He says, no. What you're saying is you're trying to get the guy on his feet, so you say, I'm going to give you now.
First 5 years.
Whatever. Support's expensive, you know? See him is tomorrow or Friday?
Tomorrow.
I don't know if we'll finish.
It all depends on time.
Hey, well.
I think it's time for a scene.
100 blind make a scene. We have a few more blocks. Two more blocks. Two more blocks.
100?
100 blocks left. 100 blocks left. 100 blocks left, yeah. Two more blocks. Benazar Mavariot, the Mitzvah Kala, Kibachamuru. Uberech Menavero. You have to sing the song when you do this.